Kia ora, my name is Joseph Hullen and I'm a trustee on Matapōpiri. Tawhaki is part of the Ngāi narrative. He went in search of knowledge through the ten heavens. To find the ten heavens, and at the base of the stairs is an artwork called Te Kāhui Whatu, and it's represented by three stones. Te Kāhui Whatu were a race of people who lived up in the ten heavens, and they were some of the people Tawhaki had to do battle with.
My name is Fane Robinson. This piece is called Whatukura. The Whatukura were rocks that were actually placed in a lake that Tawhaki actually had to go across before he started his ascending. But they were sought to pertain the knowledge of the Atua. And so they reckoned that each rock had a different knowledge base. So we have a combination of different rocks that are local. On the bottom level, we have a piece of basalt that's from Port Levy. So we have one side of the peninsula covered here, and then when we go to the next level, it's a piece of grey wacky which was gathered off Bedlands Flat. So this is the other side of our peninsula. The Tuhua is actually from Tuhua, so up north, the obsidian. And that was a piece that was given to me by Te Marino Lenehan, who helped write the narrative. And then we're using Corten steel, cut in the shape of Korwhaiwhai. And then I just played with Korwhaiwhai. What I actually done was deconstructed some Korwhaiwhai that I'd created and then joined it back together just in a different way to sort of create something a bit more exciting, make it look like it was, you know, you could actually climb up it. So again, it was to complement the story of Tawhaki and his ascending to those heavens. We sandblasted the designs into the rocks. So Mangupari is a design that's taken from the hammerhead shark. So you can sort of see this is like the head of the shark here through these koru designs and how they reflect each other and join back around to one. So that's like the head of the shark. So you can see that people have been rubbing it. I think it's a must. And then the second rock has the combination of the puhoro and the mangopari. So puhoro is a design that you see on the underside of the hull of a waka. When you translate it, it sort of just about means from getting to this point to that point in the most direct line possible. And that line doesn't have to be straight. It's just got to be the best line for you. And so that sort of, it talks about Tawhaki in this sense on his journey to get to the heavens in search of that knowledge. And that's the grey wacky, so that's the middle rock. And there's no design on the top. It's just purely there for its beauty as it stands. Between the metal, we've used two different sheets of plywood to sort of create a thickness, and yeah, you know, so you're always finding something new on an art piece. And here we have a design that was actually influenced from part of the Mataora, which was the facial tattoo of Tawhaki. So now we will go up the stairs and visit Tawhaki, who was on the landing of the first run of stairs.